From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 1-800-933-5372. You can also email us. Our email address is anything@kera.org. And you can tweet your questions and answers to me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We're here live today on the 31st of October, Halloween. This may be our first Halloween show. It seems like it shouldn't be, but it might be. I don't seem to remember a Halloween show. So if you have Halloween-y questions, give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. In the stack from last week, we have Carla in Arlington's question. Carla says, I know it's too late for this week, but I'm trying to find a free online translation program for the Bengali language. She says, I'd like to read what my friend in Bangladesh is writing on Facebook. I can translate it when it's in the script. She copies in a few examples through Google Translate, but not when they write it out what they are saying in Western, or I guess, the regular Western alphabet. So does anybody have a suggestion for Carla? 800-933-5372. anything@kera.org or via the Twitter. Let's see. Althea wants to know about some windows being replaced at the house next door. She says, the house next door to me is having renovations. Several weeks ago, they took out the existing windows and replaced them with brand new ones. About a month later, they came back, removed those windows, and covered all the openings with sheets of a heavy black rubber sort of stuff. She says, I've never seen anything like it. I'd love to know what it's for. She says, does anybody into house building or contracting have an idea? Let's see. This is from Phyllis, wondering where to find liverwurst sausage made from cow's liver in Dallas. And the last one left over from last week is from Holly, who says, I'm curious why there's a boat hoisted by a construction crane on the north side of I-30 just west of the Mixmaster. This was last Friday, so if anybody knows why there is or was a boat hoisted by a construction crane just north of I-30, just west of the Mixmaster last week, give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or via the Twitter. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Oh, and there's one more that I read in the billboard from M, wondering why do folks in the military have their patches on the uniforms Velcroed on. All right, 800-933-5372. We'll start today on the phones with Fernando in Dallas. Hello, Fernando.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, so to answer the question on the sausages, there's a place in Dallas called Kubi's Sausage House.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much it's a German restaurant and a German deli. You can get pretty much anything that you've ever gotten out in Germany there. Also in Munster, Texas, which is like a little German community out going towards the Decatur, out going towards Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place called Fincher's Meat Market there as well, and you can find anything there. But your best bet is going to probably be Koopies between the two.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Also have the Twitter going this morning, or this afternoon, I guess, rather. It's been going all morning. This Twitter thing goes all the time, by the way, apparently. You can tweet me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got a question on the email from Jacob saying, wondering about a show that used to air late at night on KERA in Dallas on television. Says it was a pseudo sci-fi show. It was a British show, and the characters were on a spaceship. And I don't remember much except that the set was super cheap looking. He says it looks like it was maybe painted cardboard or something like that. Was it Red Dwarf? Perhaps was it? May have been, but I think I remember Red Dwarf having, not super super cheap looking sets. Maybe somebody will know. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Brad in Benbrook. Hello, Brad.
Hey, how are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Well, there was a question about why military people sew their patches on with, I mean, attach their patches with Velcro.
Yeah.
The reason is that when people are deployed downrange, as we would normally say, they take those patches off so that their unit is not identified, so that they're not identified by name or rank. And in the event that they're captured, then there's less information for the bad guys to simply read off your uniform.
Oh, yeah, and even someone, I guess, looking through a sniper's scope or something wouldn't be able to tell by the uniform insignia who the boss was. Great. Well, makes perfect sense.
All right.
Thanks, Brad.
You bet.
Let's see if Raymond calling from Arlington agrees with that. Raymond, and Raymond's no longer there. So I guess Raymond did agree with that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. This is from Laura, who says, I'm looking for a few bronze statues in Dallas. And when I first read that, I thought, well, okay. But Laura's looking for some specific bronze statues. One is a lady knitting on a park bench. She included a picture of this one. Apparently, it used to be near the corner of Ross and Olive, near the Dallas Museum of Art, but it is no longer there. And the other one, Laura says, is a police officer writing a citation. Laura asks, is it still at Northwest Highway's Half Price Bookstore? Lots of construction downtown. Not sure where they've moved them. Is the police officer now in front of the Central Market at Lovers and Greenville? I think it might be, but somebody will know where those have. Stephen Becker says he's not sure if that's the same one. So in my ear. So we'll see if somebody knows where they are. Call us 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. Up next, let's talk on the phone to Bonnie calling from Dallas. Hello, Bonnie.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Quick question. When I'm looking for a good source to get the best price you can when you're trying to get rid of good artwork, other than a consignment store or other than eBay, are there good sources where you can actually get some of the value for some decent pieces of art?
So you're looking to sell some art, and you're wondering if there's a place locally that might be.
Yep. Okay. Where's the best place other than eBay or a furniture consignment store is not what I'm interested in.
Right,
I know art galleries might be, but I wondered if anyone had specific information.
You know, if you purchase the work from a dealer, you might want to contact that dealer, because a lot of times if it's an additioned photograph, or if it's a work that's currently, you know, the artist is being represented by that dealer, or by, you know, the artist's dealer, they may have a client that's interested in, you know, in getting work that isn't available because it's in your collection. But, that's one suggestion.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But we'll see if anybody has another suggestion. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Lori in Arlington. Hello, Lori.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I have a Halloween/millinery question for somebody out there.
Okay.
I want to know where we get the iconic shape of a witch's hat from. Because it doesn't actually, I mean, what we register as witches and always what they're wearing doesn't really match any hats in history that I know of. So I'm kind of wondering how far it goes back and where in the world did we get it from?
Yeah, it reminds me of the traditional dunce cap looking cap,
right.
Except that it has the brim, right?
So, yeah, except it has a big brim.
Right.
It has almost a, what do they call it? The Pennsylvania Quaker brim.
Well, you got to, you know, you got to keep out of the sun. It's healthy to keep out of the sun. So whether you're a witch or not. So
we just have that problem, do they? Yeah.
we'll see if we get an answer for you, Lori.
Yeah, and they've extended it kind of currently to a wizard hat is pretty close to the same thing. So I was just kind of curious, where in the world did we all get that shape from?
All right, well, somebody will have an idea, and hopefully they'll call us this hour. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Robin says, why at Dallas City Hall are all the lights on after business hours? Does anybody have an answer for that? And I think that's we've had that question asked before. You know, I think probably some people are working, I would imagine, but we'll see if somebody has an answer as to why that's not something that's taken care of. Let's see, from the inbox, Kaylee wants to know, where should I start researching a specific area around White Rock Lake, potentially back in the early 1900s, even late 1800s? Does anybody know where to go for, I guess, for for record? Well, back then, the area wasn't, I guess it wasn't a lake, and it was probably just farmland, but we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. There's a, you know, the Dallas, City of Dallas Archives has all kinds of photographs and maps and all kinds of things like that, and that might be a place. And then, of course, the Dallas Public Library might be a place to start looking, too. Let's see. John wants to learn conversational Spanish, wondering whether there are Spanish tutoring services in the Arlington area. Well, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Katie in Wichita Falls. Hey, Katie.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, I have another addition to the military patches on Velcro. Just as a veteran myself, I know. As a the deployed comment certainly is true. But practically speaking, our uniforms often can wear out before the patches do. And when you put them through the wash, the patches can get a little beat up. And so if you just take the patches off to put everything else through the wash and then stick the patches back on, the patches stay nice.
Makes perfect sense. Well, Katie, thanks very much for calling.
You are welcome. Happy Halloween.
All right, same to you. Line open, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Bill calling from Grand Prairie. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Jeff. I have a question. When you're going north, southbound on 360 from the Grapevine area, there is no exit from there to the south airport entrance. And I'm just curious to see the reason why. Maybe the engineer missed the design or something.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for it. And say you're headed south on which one?
Going southbound on 360 from Grapevine. There is no direct exit from there to the south entrance airport.
Right. Yeah, because it's right there close to it, isn't it? You have to, you go across 183 there.
Yeah, you have to go 183 and make a U-turn and come along to the entrance.
All right. Well, it's a good question. Well, we'll see if somebody has an answer.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. This is from Linda in Dallas, who says, on that suspended boat last week, generally, Linda says, construction crews will hoist anything that might be susceptible to theft. So maybe somebody was parking their boat there for the weekend and they just decided to suspend it. Jack says that television program might have been Blake's 7, which ran on KERA in the 80s. So there's one suggestion on that. Let's see. Suven says, it sounds like the caller's talking about Red Dwarf. Also, KERA television still shows it early in the morning. So thanks for those answers. If you've got answers, if you've got questions, call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Whatever you do, stay with us because we'll be back shortly. Thanks. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Hey, coming up in the next hour, you're going to want to stay tuned if you're into politics, because we're going to air a special program called Political Junkie. It's the 2014 midterm election special with host Ken Rudin, former political editor at NPR. Should be a great show, and that's coming up in the next hour here at 1 o'clock. This hour, though, your questions, your answers via the phone at 800-933-5372 or via the email at anything@kera.org or via the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next on the phone to Ray calling from Plano. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how are you this afternoon?
Doing well.
I was calling in with a three-part answer to the question about the cheap sci-fi effects on a TV show.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of them. And I'm a self-professed sci-fi nerd. In order of people have already mentioned Red Dwarf, but they actually had pretty good special effects.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, you got to consider Doctor Who in this mix because BBC was extremely low budget back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. But the most likely candidate's got to be Blake 7 because they actually had a spaceship that was made out of four hypodermic needles taped together. So you're not going to get a lot cheaper than that.
Very good. Ray, I think that puts it to bed. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Ramesh in Irving. Hello, Ramesh.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hi. I have a quick question. Basically, I live in Irving. When I drive through Farmers Branch, I see the signboard signal, which is not in green color. Normally, the signboard signal would be, the nameplate would be in a green color, but I see it's like a purple or something like that. Is that signifies anything?
Hmm. And it's a, and what's it a signal for?
No, it's normally any street address. If you go, let's say like a Royal Lane.
Right.
Like that, the name board is not in green color. It's in the purple color.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. And you're, and it's, this is in the Irving area.
Yeah. Huh. I see anything when I drive a Farmers Branch, I see that mostly.
Hmm. Well, I know that in some, you know, in some neighborhoods, I've seen them in blue before. It may just be the local city ordinance that their street signs are that color. But we'll see if somebody has an answer of, you know, as to why.
That would be good. Thank you.
Right, thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Brady in Denton. Hello, Brady.
Oh, how are you?
Doing well.
I have a potential answer to the translation question.
Yeah.
If you look at Google Translate, it actually has the phonetic input button down in the bottom left corner where you would type in to translate.
Ah.
So what she could do is enable the phonetic input and then type in whatever's in the westernized language, and it should immediately convert that to whatever language, where the original script is for that language.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Brady, thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. A couple of folks have tweeted links to the Slate story, blog post about the origin of the witch's hat. Far too long to read here, but it was published October 17th, 2013 on Slate called Why Do Witches Wear Pointy Hats? So there's your homework for the slow part of the show or the break or this weekend. Anytime before tonight. And let's see, we got a tweet also for the sculptor's website for at least the lady knitting sculpture. I'm not sure if this sculptor is the artist who made all of the sculptures that our listener is looking for, but Seward Johnson, SEWARDJOHNSON, SewardJohnson.com. This listener says, try the artist's website for the locations. So up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Pat calling from Dallas. Hello, Pat.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
And the reason why I'm calling, I'm interested in getting gutters for my house. I just bought this older house,
mm-hmm.
and I need to get it painted, and, you know, a lot of the wood that's around the house is rotted out. If you have know someone that does work like that, pretty inexpensive.
Well, we'll see if we get a couple of suggestions for you. It's kind of hard to have a question like that because there are possibly hundreds of people who, you know, who do gutter installation here in the Dallas area. But we'll see if we get a couple of suggestions for you. And okay.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Aaron's wondering if the listeners can name off some of their favorite haunted houses between Dallas and McKinney. Today is the day. If you want to, although I bet they run through the weekend, the haunted houses. Let's see. Jen in Austin says White Rock Lake has a small museum on its history in the bathhouse. That might be a starting point for your listener who wants to do some research on the area. Mia, who is in the White Rock Eastwood area, says regarding the sale of fine art, collectibles, etc. Let's see. Mia recommends Avanti Gallery, A-V-A-N-T-I, and gallery with an I, avantigallery.com as a possible place to do that. Let's see. Cullen says there's no south entrance from 360 south to the airport because you can take the mid-cities exit and go into the south entrance. So we'll see if we get agreement on that from a listener. Let's talk. Oh, looks like that's the same listener. Let's talk next on the phone to Matt in Grand Prairie. Hello, Matt.
Yes, I've got an answer for the why the Dallas City Halls probably has lights on. I've been security guard for years and worked at lots of office buildings, and everybody has asked me why the office buildings have their lights on after hours. It's the cleaning crew. The cleaning crew comes after everyone has left for the day and cleans up, and that's why most places leave their lights on after everyone's left for the day.
Makes perfect sense. All right, Matt, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Let's see. We got a tweet from Cody wondering why on the early voting ballots are Republicans always first? They're not alphabetical or incumbent ordered. It's because they won the highest statewide office in the last elections. So if there was a, you know, if we had a Democratic governor, a governor from the Democratic Party, then the Democrats would be listed first. So we've had that answer usually, or had that question usually around election time. So there's that one. Let's see. Selena wants to know if anyone has used Rosetta Stone, and if so, did it work to where the person was able to speak the language well? Well, we'll see if somebody has. We get lots of learning a language questions, and we had the Spanish language question. Duolingo was a recommendation we've had before on the show for learning Spanish or other languages, and that's a free online program. Our listener was looking for tutors in the Arlington area, but Selena just mentions Rosetta Stone. Well, wants to know if it worked for anybody. 800-933-5372. Speaking of, let's talk to Gloria in Colleyville. Hello, Gloria.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Well, I am a Spanish teacher, and I am in Colleyville. I am from Colombia, and I have been teaching Spanish for almost 20 years.
Wonderful. Well, I think it looks like we've got your information off the air, so we'll pass that along to our listener.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Gloria.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And, of course, there's always the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Kanan, who says, we just bought a house in Dallas and have discovered several concrete lawn statues in the yard. Kanan says, since the city bulk trash pickup will not take these, how can we dispose of them? Also, how can we get rid of scrap metal, mostly steel machine parts, weighing anywhere from 1 to 20 pounds? Well, on the steel machine parts, if you put those out with your bulk trash, that kind of stuff typically disappears from your bulk trash because there are folks who drive around the neighborhoods and pick up all that kind of steel, and they take it and sell it at the steel yards. You could also take it yourself and sell it down in a steel yard if you have a truck or if you have a car that you can, you know, you can fill it up with that stuff, and you go to the steel yard, you know, down in, well, if you just look up, you know, recycling steel in Dallas, you'll see several places. They weigh your car, then they take you take out the steel, and then they weigh your car again and determine how much you brought in. But there are folks who do that. So that's not the issue. But the concrete lawn statues? That's a good question. We'll see if somebody has an answer. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Danny in Dallas. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
Hey there.
Happy Halloween.
Same to you.
I know y'all seem to have the definitive answer, but there's one show left out of the discussion there, which is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Very. It was a series, I guess.
It was a series.
It was a BBC
series. Movie and broke it down into a half-hour series.
Very good. Thanks, Danny.
You betcha.
All right. Up next, let's talk to Brad calling from Dallas. Hello, Brad.
Hi. Listen, I'll give you the short answer on the witch's hat.
Sure.
It comes from the Spanish Inquisition, Portuguese, Artes de Fe. It was the tall, pointed white hats given to the condemned penitents before they were burned at the stake. This way they could be spotted in the crowd, and I imagine that when that white hat caught fire, it was quite spectacular. But that's where it derives. So it's right around the early part of the 1500s, and the witch's hat actually appears in illustrations after that time.
So it's it was a punishment thing, kind of like the dunce cap from...
Exactly right. Yeah. It just did not have a brim at that time.
Right, right.
But it was very tall. It was like maybe 2.5 feet tall.
Very good. Well, Brad, thanks for calling.
Surely.
All right. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Oliver in Dallas. Hey, Oliver.
Hi. Hi there. I have an answer for the colors of the street signs.
Yeah.
I live in sort of the North Gaborhood, South Highland Park area, and I went into a Highland Park officer in my 7-Eleven, and I asked him, I said, how can I tell where Dallas ends and Highland Park begins? And he said to look at the colors of the street signs. If it's blue, it's Highland Park, and if it's green, it's Dallas. And so if Farmers Branch is doing purple, then they've decided that that's the color that they want it to be. And it's especially useful for law enforcement to know where their jurisdiction ends.
Hmm. All right. Well, makes sense to me. Thanks, Oliver.
Thank you.
All right. If you have more on that, give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. We have this question from Sherry, who says, why do the traffic lights in Carrollton have a white light mounted on the pole that turns off and on whenever the red and green light changes? That is so that an officer who's writing tickets for people running that light can park around the corner, out of sight of people approaching the light, and when the light turns red and the white light comes on and he or she sees a car go through the intersection, they know they've run the light. So they've witnessed them running the light. Even though they couldn't see the red light, they can see the little white light that's mounted on the traffic signal. So it's timed to, and you know, now in Dallas, where we have automatic red light cameras for that, but some places there's still the little, and maybe they're not actually using them in Carrollton, but in some places they still have them. And unless you have a better answer, we'll stick with that. And by you, I mean all of you who can call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Here is an answer from Bill in Dallas. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing? I got an answer on the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
I went and got one about a year and a half ago. It was one of the tough ones, Russian, learning Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a headset, and I got the Ultimate Supreme version. It's got like 5 CDs in it. And the thing is, you speak the words that it recites to you into the microphone, and if it thinks
Hey, Bill. Bill, you're breaking up there. Can start over again after the you speak the words into the microphone. Bill, I think we lost you. You're gonna have to call us back. 800-933-5372. So sorry about that. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Lindsay in Dallas. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hey, happy Halloween.
Same to you.
Thanks. My question is, I've got this recipe that calls for thinly sliced fresh coconut meat, and I don't know where in Dallas I could buy fresh coconut meat without having to go to the trouble of buying a whole coconut and all that myself. So I was hoping I could just find a place that has it.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Oh, let's see if we can get an answer to Selena's question here from Mike in Dallas. Hey, Mike.
Hello. I have had some experience with those language programs, yeah. Rosetta Stone, Duolingo, and another one called Pimsleur.
Mm-hmm.
And if pronunciation is the important part for the caller, then it's best to start with Pimsleur. And Pimsleur is fantastic for that. It'll really get you to where you can hear in that language. You can hear the way they enunciate things, and your voice can begin to get used to doing that. Then when you move to Rosetta Stone or Duolingo or both, because Duolingo is free, I think they were put together maybe by somebody that speaks that language as a first language, and they don't hear that it's really not that clear to an English speaker. And so once you've learned it from Pimsleur, then that all makes much more sense. And all of this only applies if the pronunciation is important. If you just want to learn to read it, skip Pimsleur altogether.
Very good. All right. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Got a question from Christy. And Christy in Dallas wants to know where to commission someone to produce an article of clothing in mass production. Does anyone have any advice as to how best to do this? To commission, I guess, a company to produce an article of clothing in mass production. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Whatever you do, stay with us because we'll be back in about 2 minutes with more of your questions and answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. And also, you can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Luciano wants to know, when the temperature is given on your radio station for the DFW area, why is Sherman included as one of the locations? Well, I don't know if we give the temperature for Sherman. We do give the temperature for Sherman. You know why? Because we have a translator up there. We've got translators in Tyler, Wichita Falls, and in Sherman, which are essentially repeater stations. So those folks are able to get KERA, and that's why. So, and I just got a thumbs up and an agreement, a silent agreement from Shelly Canavy, who's in the next room, who you heard do a couple of spots in that last break. 800-933-5372. Up next is Charlie in Arlington. Hello, Charlie.
Yes. I was wondering, on the south end of Buffalo Lake, there used to be a community called Webb, and there's an old building. It's just a shell of a building now. I was wondering if that used to be a bank or city hall or something like that.
Hmm. Okay, well, we'll see if we can get an answer for you. All right, thanks for calling. Let's see. Let's talk next to Tara calling from Denton. Hello, Tara. Tara, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go right ahead, please.
Oops, sorry. I'm in the middle of changing my preschool board. I was wondering, I'm not sure if I heard right, but the concrete statues?
Yeah.
Are they, or what are they?
Oh, I have no idea. The person bought a house and they want to get rid of them. So maybe they'll email us back and tell us what they are.
I would love to know, or just to even maybe make contact, because my mom's actually been looking for some concrete statues.
Well, why don't you shoot us an email, and then if we, you know, if we hear back from them, we'll be able to connect you. How's that sound?
Okay, all right. Perfect.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's see. We got an email from someone about getting rid of the concrete statues, a couple of them. Luke says you can take them to the city dump yourself. It's free. You just need proof of residency, like a driver's license or a water bill. It says there are also substations that will take smaller loads and might be closer to you than the actual dump. Timmy says bury them in the yard and use the extra dirt to level the rest of your yard. It says be sure to check for buried pipes and cables before digging. It also will make a great mystery for future residents. Let's see. Kathleen says for the person looking to sell art, Kathleen recommends a gallery and shop in the design district called the Griffin Trading Company. She says, I think on Howell Street, and they're also online. So there's a possibility there. Let's see. We have another question from Charles, who says there used to be a Mrs. Baird's bread outlet in Louisville off of Old Orchard Road, but it closed recently. Does anybody know if it opened up somewhere else? The Mrs. Baird's bread outlet in Louisville. Charles wants to know if it's opened someplace else. 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this statues question from Vincent in Dallas. Hey, Vincent.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
Okay. I was calling in reference to the caller that asked about the disposals of the statues.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a rock and sand hauler, and there are certain plants around within the Dallas-Fort Worth area where you can dispose them, like the TXI location that sells concrete.
Right.
You can actually take them there. They have a crushed rock place where they actually crush concrete and rock, and you can actually drop them off in those locations. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything, and they'll take it off and crush it for you.
All right, well,
yeah.
thanks for the tip. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to John calling from San Diego. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. Yeah, I had an answer for the sci-fi show question.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet. There was a show called Mystery Science Theater 3000 that was kind of a hokey little set with a couple space robots hosting, and they would show old sci-fi movies.
I don't think that aired on KERA in Dallas. It was more of a cable television show, but yeah, I'm familiar with that. But thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Also, there is the Twitter. You can reach me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Greg calling from Frisco. Hello, Greg.
Hi. Thanks for the show. I just
sure.
wanted to give another answer for the about the Rosetta Stone effectiveness.
Yeah.
And some options. There's a method that nobody's mentioned called the Michel Thomas method. It's a gentleman's name, Michel, M-I-C-H-E-L. And it's actually the foundational program for, like, the State Department employees and people who have to learn extensive language in short periods of time. It's super inexpensive. Like, their programs for the iPhone or Android phone are, like, $30 to $50 to learn a whole language. I speak 7 languages, and I've learned 2 of them that way, and it's an incredibly effective method if you're not terribly interested in being able to read and write early. You just want to have more conversational effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to give that as another option.
Sure, and tell us what it's called one more time.
Yeah, it's Michel Thomas, M-I-C-H-E-L, and then the last name Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
All right. Well, Greg, thanks so much for calling.
Sure thing.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or, of course, you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Well, this came from Steve in Fort Worth. He says, I'm always interested in the reporters' names and their pronunciation. However, I continue to be puzzled by Layla Fadel's name. She invariably says Falden with an N, and everyone else introduces her as Fadel. It's obvious their pronunciations differ from hers. He says, usually the NPR anchors go out of their way to pronounce names consistently with the way the person does. Why the difference in Layla's case? And I'm not sure I've heard this happen myself, but we'll see if... we'll see if somebody has an answer on that. And here's a little bit more extensive answer on the red light indicators from Ed, who says the tattletale light on the red lights is due to legal problems with the issuance of a running the red light ticket. Unless you have the tattletale light and the officer in a position to view the relation of your tires to the boundary of the intersection, they cannot determine that you are in the intersection illegally to the satisfaction of the court. In Texas and other states, Ed says, this is particularly difficult without the tattletale light because the definition of entering the intersection in these states is determined by the relation of your rear tires to the boundary of the intersection. The boundary of the intersection is determined by the extension of the curbs creating the intersection across the intersection. So there's a little bit more detail on that. And yeah, it just makes it easier to, and of course, the other thing is that you can't see the police officer if they're around the corner. 800-933-5372 is where we find Guru calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Guru.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is for one of the callers who had asked for the coconut meat.
Yeah.
She could try going to some of those Indian grocery stores down in Irving. I know in Taj Grocers on Valley Ranch and MacArthur, there is an Indian grocery store where I've seen them have fresh coconut meat cut and sold in Ziploc bags.
Very good. Say one more time where the intersection is.
Valley Ranch and MacArthur.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Up next, let's talk to Sybil calling from Oak Cliff. Hello, Sybil.
Yes, hey, Jeff. I believe that you are correct for the caller who called regarding the bronze statues. I have seen myself, the police officer, writing the ticket at the Central Market at Lover's Lane and Greenville. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the only iteration of that statue, but as far as the woman on the bench knitting, I believe it's at the Rosa Parks Plaza there, adjacent to El Centro College now. It would be on the northeast corner of Lamar and Elm.
Very good. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer on gutters.
Yeah.
If they just Google gutters by Donald Rogers, he did mine and did very good work and very inexpensive.
All right. Well, John, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Paul says, on those concrete statues, don't bury them in your yard. Paul says, the chemicals in the concrete, he says, will kill your grass. He said, this is a common problem at home sites where construction crews just till the concrete waste into the ground. So there is some advice on the concrete from Paul. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Robert calling from Garland. Hello, Robert.
Hi, yes. Hello. I'm calling about haunted houses
Yeah. Located
between McKinney and DFW.
Yeah.
There's this one called Dan's Haunted House, which is the only Japanese-themed haunted house in the country. And we're in Lake Dallas right before the Louisville Toll Bridge. Come check us out. It's awesome.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Pat calling from Joshua. Hello, Pat.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right.
I have a question. I know that with all this election stuff coming up and all, and the political messages that you see every night over and over again.
Right.
Okay, like on the Greg Abbott and Wendy, what's her name? She's saying
Wendy Davis.
All these terrible things about this guy, like, I don't know, like, he had presented a hospital whose doctor was doing operations while he was on cocaine and stuff.
What's your question, Pat?
How if the people are able to make these accusations against these people, if they're not true, can they actually make them? Or wouldn't they be liable to be sued for slander? And if they are true,
Right. If
they're true, how could these people even consider running for office? Or it seemed like they should be having legal stuff done against them for the terrible things that they've been doing.
So your question is essentially is, are the negative campaign ads, when they stretch or outright bend the truth on either side, are they legal?
Yeah, well, I'm asking if they must be somewhat true, or they wouldn't be able to run them, or the other person would be suing them or something. But
right.
I mean, there's like three or four that she said that, I mean, if he's any of these are true,
sure,
against this guy,
sure,
he's terrible.
Well, I think you know, this is a problem every election season, and some people don't see it as a problem, and some people do see it as a problem. It's definitely a topic of conversation in every election season, and you know, we'll see if somebody has an answer on what the law is.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Kavuru in Cedar Hill. Hello, Kavuru. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi there. Please go right ahead.
Hello. I have an answer for coconut meat.
Yeah.
You know, if you're too far from Indian stores, you can do it by yourself. You can buy a coconut from any grocery store.
It's not that hard.
And, yeah, you break it with, you may probably need a little hammer to mm-hmm. break the coconut. And then you leave it in the freezer for about 20 seconds, and then they take it out and take the meat out from the shell. And you have fresh coconut meat.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's talk next to Cassie in Dallas. Hello, Cassie.
Hi.
Hi
how
there.
Are you?
Doing well.
Good. I was calling in to answer about the question you all had in regard to manufacturing a couple of thousand pieces.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually a small manufactory in Plano off of Independence and Parker called Expert Tailors. And aside from tailoring, they also manufacture.
So they'll do a large but not super, super large run of a
Correct.
Of a custom garment?
Yes. There's no minimum or anything like that. Huh. And they actually have a website. It is experttailorsusa.com.
Great. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Pat in Grand Prairie. Hello, Pat.
Hey, I'd like to have any suggestions about the most environmental friendly and economical way of getting rid of old computers.
Well, I know that I think that the city of Dallas, and I know you're not in Dallas, but Grand Prairie may do this. They have an electronics recycling event once or twice a year, and I think you can even take some electronics to your home hazardous waste collection facility, and maybe that's the case in Grand Prairie too. We're almost out of time today, but we'll see if we get some answers for you for next week's show on this.
Thank you.
Well, you bet. Thanks for calling. Well, as I said, we're almost out of time. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces our podcast. You can find the last 10 hours of show on our website, ketyari.org/anything. And, of course, email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us. The email address, anything@ketyari.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter, @JeffWhittington. And if you're going out tonight, or any night, please be careful, but especially because it's Halloween. Lots of kids out there on the roads tonight. So have a fun and safe Halloween, and have a great weekend.